Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Padraig Lodge is here and you're going to start with the golf.
Yeah, that's right, Karen. Hello again. India is the focus for golf fans this week. Delhi Golf Club, and Shane Lowry is very high up the leaderboard still at the DP World Tour event taking place there. The Offaly man carded a second round of 3-under-69 in the past few hours that was made up of 4 birdies, 1 bogey and 13 pars. That moved Lowry to 11-under par. He now shares second place with Brian Harman and they're one stroke behind the new leader, Tommy Fleetwood. Rory McIlroy remains 3-under par after 3 holes and Conor Purcell is hovering around the cut line. He's 1-under after 17 holes. The last is a par 5, so he possibly could do with a birdie there just to give himself a little bit of breathing space. Shamrock Rovers need just a point from tonight's fixture away to St Patrick's Athletic to be crowned League of Ireland champions for the 5th time in 6 years and a 22nd time in total. The Hoops will have their captain Roberto Lopez available to play after he helped Cape Verde qualify for the World Cup. Also tonight, Drogheda United host Cork City, Galway United are at home to Bohemians, Shelburne welcome Sligo Rovers to Talca Park and Derry City make the long trip to Waterford. No Maccabi Tel Aviv fans will be allowed to attend their Europa League game against Aston Villa in Birmingham next month because of safety concerns raised by West Midlands Police. A police spokesperson said the decision was based on current intelligence and previous incidents, including violent clashes and hate crime offences that occurred during last year's match between Maccabi Tel Aviv and Ajax in Amsterdam. Ireland out-halves Sam Prendergast and Jack Crowley will line up on opposing sides for the first time in tomorrow's United Rugby Championship derby between Leinster and Munster at Croke Park. After being rested last week, Prendergast and Crowley return in their last game before Ireland's opening November test against the All Blacks in Chicago. Tomorrow's match kicks off at 5:15. We have live radio commentary from Michael Corcoran and Don Lenehan on Saturday Sport. Here's Munster prop John Ryan talking about their approach tomorrow.
It's something that we really want to get right. We haven't been very consistent against them. We've played really well the last 2 years against them up in Dublin and not come away with the spoil. So we're looking to go up and put in a really good performance and hopefully continue the momentum we've started already. So for the season, and look, we're facing it. As I say, it's kind of no different to any other game, but it is different. It sounds strange to say because obviously it is an Interpro, but and it's up there in a pretty prestigious stadium. So, you know, we are definitely looking forward. And yeah, they are the standard bearers, so we do want to topple them and take over like they have been doing for the last few years. They have a very good squad and that's what we're trying to do. We've used 35 players the last few games. So just performing, we get a consistency of performance as well. That's what they've been very, very good at. And we're working on that too. That's a big topic in our meeting room.
Connacht welcome back 3 Lions for tonight's URC game against the Bulls in Galway. Bundy Aki, Mac Hansen and Finlay Beelam have all been named to start. Conor Lehan has yet to make a decision on whether to remain involved with the Cork Hurlers for next season. The 33-year-old has given 14 years of service to the county team. Lehan will miss Sunday's county final against Sarsfields because of an Achilles injury. And that Cork Hurling final between Middleton and Sarsfields will be shown live on RTE2 television on Sunday afternoon. Throw in at Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimhe at 3:15 and commentary will come from Marty Morrissey and Donal Oak Cusack. Trainer Aidan O'Brien isn't expecting Ballydoyle stable jockey Ryan Moore to return to competitive action until next year. Moore remains out of action with a stress fracture in his thigh bone, and Belgian jockey Christophe Soumillon will continue to be used in the interim, including at next month's Breeders' Cup. After one winner each at the Curra yesterday, Dylan Brown McMonagall retains his lead of 7 over Colin Keane in the race to be crowned champion flat jockey. And finally, Novak Djokovic has insisted that he's no plans to retire soon from tennis. The 38-year-old revealed he's inspired to keep playing by LeBron James, Tom Brady and Cristiano Ronaldo, and Djokovic said one of his big motivations was longevity and to see how long he could stay playing at the top level.